Allons au vestiaire maintenant avec Kotkaniemi.
Bigger stars, so I think I broke okay.
What was the biggest challenge today?
Of course, they had many skilled guys, so it's a little bit harder on the defensive zone to me, so I drank the blade there well.
What did you see on the goal that you passed to Mete and he hit Gallagher in front? What did you see there?
I don't know, the guys were pretty open there, so I think that wasn't so hard to make.
Just varied with the way you played through the preseason. Do you believe that you've earned yourself a spot on the Canadiens roster?
It's hard to say anything to that, but I have got every night what I got, so let's see what happens.
Have you asked Antiniemi if you could live with him? Or did you ask Antiniemi if you could live with him for a few months if you stay here?
No, I haven't. The hotel is fine to me.
I guess you like the chemistry with Drouin tonight?
Yeah. It's always fun to play with him. He's so skilled guy, so he's making everything so easy to me, so I enjoy that so much.
Was it a fun challenge to be playing most of the night against Aston Matthews?
Yeah, of course. It's always fun to play against good guys.
You have to practice, I guess, face-offs against those guys?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Voilà, donc, merci, Jérémy Filosa. Alors, le jeune Kotkaniemi, on lui a demandé, est-ce que tu penses que tu t'es mérité une place dans l'alignement? Ben, il est peut-être un peu tôt pour le dire encore. Il a patiné sur celle-là. Puis là, il a patiné encore plus quand on lui a demandé, est-ce que tu vas demander à Antiniemi d'aller rester chez eux? Ben, je veux attendre un petit peu, là.
Donner des livres.
Donner un petit transport, là, mais de là aller vivre chez eux, c'est une autre affaire. Noah Jolson, qui a quand même connu un match assez solide ce soir.
Thanks, but for the main part, you just got to talk it out.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Do you feel like slowly but surely you guys are getting to some pairs that you might be seeing in regular season?
Yeah, I think so. Vic and I have been together all of camp, so I think for us, they're just playing with that, obviously testing the waters and see how it goes. I think tonight, 5-on-5, we played well, and special teams was a different story for us.
He likes to take off with the puck. He skates well with it. What do you see in front of you when he takes off with it?
Yeah, obviously he's got the green light. You know, when he goes, and I'll cover him when he goes. So I think as a pairing, that's kind of how we work off each other.
Did you get a good look at the pass he made for the goal there to Gallagher?
Yeah, it was a nice play. So, that's what he does. He's a great player, he's a skilled player, so it's part of his game.
Thank you.
Voilà donc pour Noah Jolson, lui qui aime beaucoup jouer avec Mété aussi. Ils ont eu de bons moments, mais pas toujours de bons moments ce soir.
Des fois, à l'occasion, on est un peu impatient de partir en attaque. Ça, c'est une première chose, mais de façon générale, moi, j'ai bien aimé Mété. Je trouve qu'il démontre pas mal d'aplomb. Je t'avais parlé, c'est un joueur offensif, doit contribuer. Ben, je trouve qu'il le fait.
Absolument.
Il le fait très bien.
Il ne fait pas de compromis là-dedans, lui.
Non, ses entraîneurs lui donnent le feu vert, comme le disait Jolson tout à l'heure, et il répond très, très bien.
Et bien évidemment, Danny, on le disait dans l'avant-match, tu peux bâtir sur du assez long terme avec deux joueurs dans la jeune vingtaine comme ça. Oui. C'est le futur de l'organisation, deux-là, à la ligne bleue. Là.
Exactement.
On a un mix parfait entre un joueur plus solide en défense puis l'autre offensif. Là. On a
Et on les garde ensemble. Je
paire idéale.
C'est vraiment une bonne...
Justement, l'autre membre de la paire, Victor
Mété.
Bonne
stratégie.
Limited experience on the small ice?
No, for sure. He's been nothing but great so far, so I didn't expect anything less. He saw me, he made the backhand pass to me, and I think we connected quite a bit on a few plays there. We almost had one at the end when I gave it to him there in the last couple minutes. So I think so far he's playing like a pro.
What would be your best advice for him?
I think just keep playing his game. Obviously, what he's doing is making an impact. So if he can just keep kind of going with how he's playing, I think he'll be good. I think he'll do good.
The pairings have been mixed for the most part this camp, but you and Noah have been together the whole time. I mean, how much of an advantage do you feel that is heading into this?
Yeah, no, I think it's good. Obviously, you want to get the most playing time together as possible going into the season, just so we know what to expect from each other. And I think so far we've been doing pretty well, and Noah, we're excited.
What could you and Noah have done better in this game?
I think maybe got the puck out a few more times on the PK. I think overall, though, we played a pretty solid game, and they didn't really have too many shots on net, so I think just kind of get the puck out more and just be more competitive.
On the play that you made to Gallagher there, were you considering the shot? Because it looked like you faked it and got him to bite there, but were you considering the shot at all?
Yeah, at first I was, and then I saw Gally kind of in the slot there, so I kind of half-clappered, passed it to him, and he pretty much had an open net, so yeah.
Looks like you're having fun carrying the puck out and everything flying. Did you have any doubt after the injury of last year that you'd be able to come back at this compete level so high and be so intense so early?
No, I think it was, wasn't too bad. Obviously, I missed all of March pretty much in the first couple games in April. But I had an early rest of the summer, so I started working out pretty much late April. So I had a long time to kind of get back into it and feel good again. I did a couple camps in the summer with a couple pro guys, so I think that kind of brought me back to where I was. And then coming early, skating with the boys a bit, and I think I'm right back to where I was. So I'm pretty happy.
Thanks, Victor. Yeah, appreciate it.
Voilà donc pour cet échange entre Victor Mété. Merci, Jérémy Filosa. Jérémy lui demandait, est-ce que tu as craint que l'an passé, après la blessure, que tu ne puisses pas revenir là, au jeu que tu avais l'habitude de faire, transportant la rondelle, utilisant ta vitesse? Il dit non, puis il dit en plus, bon, malheureusement, on a eu un long été et ce temps-là a été finalement profitable pour me remettre en condition. Connais un bon camp, Victor Mété. Brandon Gallagher maintenant au vestiaire.
It seems like the fans are discovering a little bit of power every time he's on the ice as a part of your line. What can you say about the way he plays and how it seems easy for you guys to come together?
Oh, he works incredibly hard. He you saw once today at the blue line. He's going to win puck battles and create second opportunities, create second chances, and he wants to win. You know, it's an easy guy to play with. Guys that work hard and want to compete, those are guys you want to be on the ice with. And I think playing with him and Phil right now, it's pretty easy for me to go out and do my job.
How do you like the progression of the chemistry and the play of your line throughout the season?
I think we've been good. I think, you know, we've been getting better every game, obviously. The third period tonight was disappointing. We need to be better than that. But I think overall, we're feeling comfortable as a line. We're starting to talk some things out, and it usually takes two or three games to feel comfortable. I think we're at a stage now where we're kind of understanding each other's games, and you know, we're creating chances that way. So overall, I think we're happy with it, but still lots of room to improve.
Thank you.
Voilà donc Brandon Gallagher qui ce soir, Danny, à un moment, c'est malheureux pour lui parce que, comme tu le disais, sur un des buts importants des Leafs, le quatrième, là, il s'est fait prendre sur une longue présence, Brandon Gallagher.
Oui, revirement qui provoque parce qu'il envoie la rondelle dans le dos de Mété, mais en même temps, Mété quitte la zone. Il est dans l'enclave.
C'est ça,
en fait, il fait dos au jeu.
Oui.
Tu sais, on lui demande d'aller en attaque, mais là, ça, c'est une règle d'or. Quand tu sens que le jeu est et pas contrôlé.
Pour pas que tu partes tout de suite.
Ben, en fait, tu n'as pas le droit de faire dos au jeu. Tu dois te placer en situation où, comme moi j'appelle, un contact visuel avec le porteur du disque ou avec la rondelle elle-même, dans le sens que tu regardes la rondelle ou tu as un contact visuel avec le porteur du disque. Comme ça, tu es sûr que tu es une option de passe.
C'est ça.
Le jeune Mété là-dessus n'est pas une option de passe. Il n'est pas conscient de la position de la rondelle. Alors, lorsque Marner arrive et place le bâton sur celui de Gallagher, il force la décision, il provoque la décision. Et là, Gallagher est obligé de précipiter son geste.
Ouais.
Mais il n'y a pas eu beaucoup d'aide de ses coéquipiers là-dessus. Là. Et lui, c'est lui qui est en fond de territoire, c'est lui qui est dans l'enclave. Alors moi, dans ma tête, la dernière fois, j'ai vérifié les joueurs de défense. Dans ta zone, c'est là qu'il devrait être.
C'est ça.
Pas en avant.
Non.
Alors là-dessus, tu sais, il va y avoir des ajustements à faire. Écoute, c'est un match où le talent a fait la différence. Les Leafs regorgent de talent. Alors,
ben oui.
Ils te font payer tellement cher. Ils te font tellement mal quand tu fais une erreur.
C'est ça.
Parce que le Canadien a mérité un bien meilleur sort, a travaillé plus fort. Je ne dis pas qu'ils ont mieux joué, mais ils ont travaillé plus fort.